This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. President Trump says reining in drug prices is a top priority for his administration. He made that remark in last night's State of the Union address, and it grabbed the attention of Massachusetts pharmaceutical companies who are already facing pressure from Governor Charlie Baker. WBUR's Callum Borchers reports.
Trump drew applause even from Democrats when he ripped what he called an unfair drug pricing system. He called for action to make medications that are cheaper in other countries available to Americans at lower rates.
We should also require drug companies, insurance companies, and hospitals to disclose real prices to foster competition and bring costs way down.
Among those listening closely to the president was Bob Coughlin, chief executive of the Massachusetts Biotechnology Council, which includes many of the state's drug companies.
You know, we weren't surprised that the president talked about drug pricing. This is obviously an issue that's a hot topic for both Republicans and Democrats.
A hot topic and a sensitive one for drug makers. WBUR sought interviews with a dozen local firms for this story. None agreed to speak. But as price control efforts go, the president's latest plan isn't so bad from an industry perspective. It focuses on third-party businesses known as pharmacy benefit managers. These PBMs try to negotiate drug discounts for insurance companies. The Trump administration wants to cut out these middlemen and give the discounts to patients. Boston College health economist Sam Richardson.
This is a fairly business-friendly way for the administration to claim a victory on prescription drug prices without actually causing a lot of pain in the pharmaceutical industry.
But more pain may be necessary to make a real difference on drug prices, says Amitabh Chandra. He's the director of health policy research at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government.
If we really wanted to do something about prescription drug prices, we're going to have a much harder conversation around, you know, are we giving too much monopoly power, market power, to pharmaceutical companies.
A plan from Governor Baker could weaken drug companies' market power. He wants them to negotiate with the state's Medicaid system and accept lower payments for some expensive therapies. And if companies won't take less, Baker wants to force them to justify their prices at public hearings. Coughlin, from the Biotech Council, says the governor's proposal is much harsher than the president's.
If Massachusetts is the first state in the country that tries to embark upon price controls, that sends a chilling message to our own biopharma industry right here in Massachusetts. And these are the companies that invent these new therapies.
Coughlin argues that if companies are not financially rewarded for their treatments, they'll stop inventing new drugs. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.